On June 5th, the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra and Dance Company will perform at David Geffen Hall in New York City for the New York Philharmonic Biennial. Between now and then, the composers, choreographer, and guest conductor will be working with students here at Interlochen as they prepare for their trip to New York. Come with us on this special series from IPR Studio A as we join the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra and Dance Company on the road to New York. Today, I am joined in the studio by first-year student Jonathan Muir Johansen. He grew up in Denmark and studied at the Royal Danish Ballet School in Copenhagen. He's one of six student dancers who will be featured in the performance on June 5th. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you could be with us. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about this piece that Christopher Williams has choreographed? Is it a style of dance that you've ever done before?
No. Or it's very modern, contemporary, which I have a little experience with, but definitely not much. So working with Christopher was really crazy to start with and really hard on my body. I came home every day with like back pain and but it was really interesting and also hard to work with in the beginning, you know, learning a whole new language. It was really cool.
Tell me more about that language.
Yeah, so he works a lot with shapes that are very weird. You put your arms in these weird, almost hurtful positions where you like twist your body a lot. He works a lot with how to bend your neck in new positions, which is very, very beautiful, but also really hard. And he's very specific. So every single position you do throughout, you know, the 20 minutes, he has like one single idea of how it's supposed to look. And we're six dancers, so sometimes it can be hard that we all have to look exactly the same. But I learned more about modern dance than I've learned in my entire life.
If you could use one word to describe, now our listeners may not know that you're classically trained, so classical ballet is your main focus.
Yeah.
So Christopher Williams' work is not in that tradition. Correct. If you could use one word to describe the difference between the two, what would it be?
One word for Christopher's would be almost like mythical.
Uh-huh.
He also focuses a lot on that. He knows so much about old tribal myths, and that's very much also the theme of the piece. Music is very important to Christopher, and he studies the score and looks at the notes, and then he choreographs after like the notes, which is really cool. And I don't understand how he just puts so much effort into his work.
And did you listen to the music on your own?
Yes. Yeah. He asked us to, as soon as we had the music, to download it on our computers and to listen to it, you know, while we were going for a walk. And it just really helps because the music is very long and complicated.
New York dance. What's that moment look like for you? If you're looking ahead, what's it going to be?
I've gone to the internet and like looked at David Geffen Hall, and it's so beautiful. Also, I've seen pictures of the costumes. I really think it's going to look beautiful with the orchestra behind us, and that whole like the stage is really going to take the audience into this very like old and tribal, ancient atmosphere, almost a little bit. Actually scary. There's like a certain, it's very mystic.
And will you include the audience in this experience, or is it very much you and your fellow dancers on the stage? Is the audience a part of that mystic experience, or is it confined to the stage.
Christopher uses, sometimes he makes us all stand still in the stage, and he likes to describe that as almost being a picture or, you know, a cave painting. So as much as we want the audience to be driven in by it, I would say it's more as if watching an artwork than being in, you know, an installation.
So big story is it's going to New York.
Yeah.
Have you been to New York before?
Never. No.
Never.
Yeah.
Wow. That's right, because I should tell the listeners that you are from Denmark.
Yeah.
And in your first year here, you're going to New York to perform in Lincoln Center.
Yeah, I know.
It's so crazy. Tell me, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. When we heard that there was a chance for this in the dance department, you know, we were all like, okay, well, we're going to try an audition, then we'll probably not get it. But it's just so amazing to be able to go there. And, you know, some dancers don't even get that opportunity throughout their dancing career. So that, you know, I'm 16 and I get to do that is just mind-blowing, really.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York.